Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Well, they have to have that. They're propagandists.
Discrimination has never served America very well. When it applies to those who serve...
With me.
I have to tell you that most everybody thinks that it's over with the
institution.
You blew it!
That is a threat.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast at 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Man, through the looking glass we go and beyond. We go to where talk shows, most of them don't want to go, can't go, even if they wanted to. Sometimes they think, I'd like to do what Phil does. We can't. 877-876-PHIL. I got to turn off the fan here. Excuse me. We have a guest coming up. Professor Emery Clayton will be joining us in a moment from L.A. Canyon College to talk about Oprah Winfrey and the effect that she has had on mass media, the new network, and the bigger question, not a question, but to comment on her recent statements to Barbara Walters. She's not a lesbian, and I don't know who it was we had on the program making statements to the contrary, but we'll talk about it with Professor Emery Clayton. 877-876-PHIL is the number, and also Helen Thomas hates Jews still, so that's something that we should definitely, you know, keep on the front of the front burner, whatever. All right, so what we have, by the way, our website, philhenryshow.com, philhenryshow.com, live streaming video of the show right now, so go over and take a look and see what it is we're doing. On our video, Professor Clayton, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm very good, and I appreciate very much the opportunity.
And thank you for joining us. And I understand you're in transit from school?
Yes, with a late night tonight, but this is Thursday night, and I have one late class. I have a Thursday night class, and then I was covering for a colleague as well this evening. So it is a late evening driving home, yeah.
All right. Professor Clayton, Oprah Winfrey stated to Barbara Walters that I'm not even kind of a lesbian. The rumors had been around for years, but Oprah Winfrey has once again stated flatly, I'm not a lesbian. She talked to Barbara Walters in an upcoming interview for ABC. She insists if she were a lesbian, she wouldn't hide it. Because on her daily show, her daily talk show, she doesn't hide anything about her life. Now, I want to get your comments, but I want to play for you the comments of Oprah Winfrey as she was talking to Barbara Walters about her life and about her boy. She also was mentioning her boyfriend or her man friend, Stedman, Stedman Graham.
Ooh, okay. She is the mother I never had. She is the sister everybody would want. She is the friend that everybody deserves. I don't know a better person. I don't know a better person.
Why is it making you cry?
Shoot, wasn't gonna cry here.
I don't know. Who is she speaking of?
It's making me cry because I'm thinking about...
She's talking about Gayle King, I'm sorry.
How much...
She's talking about
I probably
friend,
never
King.
Told
yes.
her that.
Here is where,
tissue,
I'll tell you what,
please.
Here is where she addresses
tissue.
The question about being a lesbian.
So when those, to me, dumb rumors come up, that you
This is the lesbian question.
What do you say?
Well, I have said enough times. I'm not lesbian. I'm not even kind of lesbian. And the reason why it irritates me is because it means that somebody must think I'm lying. That's number one. Number two, why would you want to hide it? That is not the way I run my life.
All right, now here she talks about her relationship with Stedman Graham.
Stay on line with me.
That's the 911 call. Excuse me. Here she talks about Stedman.
I have to tell you that most everybody thinks that
was
it's
the 911 call
Stedman.
Of the man who lost his tongue.
This is a shock to me, Barbara. This
Hold
is
on.
A shock to me.
I'm shocked.
You're shocked.
Yeah, because I didn't know that it was still on.
You're
I thought he was just a sort of nice friend you see now and then. Is he still the man in your life?
Yes, he is.
The love of your life?
And
the lover
love
in your life?
The love, the lover, the man, the partner, the mate. I do not know of another man on this planet who could have lived this life with such dignity, with such grace and such respect.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got some things confused there.
Yeah, she was speaking about that last selection there, Phil. That was her talking about Stephen Graham.
Yes, that's the gentleman that she's been engaged to since 1992. So what do you think? All of these comments, you teach a class in media and urban media. What do you think?
Well, I think is what has been fact. Because I try to deal in fact, Phil. I try to deal in truth. And I hope that I've made that impression from time to time talking on your program, on your very worthy program. And I deal in fact. And here is a fact. Oprah Winfrey is not a lesbian. Oprah Winfrey is a heterosexual woman who has a relationship with a very supportive man. And the lesbian rumors promulgated by a white press. And
well, now, you know.
Hold on. You want my opinion? I'm going to give you my opinion.
All right.
This idea that Oprah Winfrey is a lesbian is a hateful thought to black women. That's not because we are homophobic or because we don't appreciate homosexual people, but it is a hateful thought to a black woman to be mistaken for a lesbian, because that thought means that you're not a woman. You're less than a woman.
Well, do you think that's true?
Now, hold on. I'm not finished yet. I'll give you my opinion on whether I think it's true or not, but what I'm trying to tell you is that this was a slander. A slander that was promulgated by the white media to make Oprah Winfrey look less of a woman and more of a freak, you see. And that's the point I'm trying to make to you. I'm not here to debate whether or not being a lesbian is right or wrong. I'm here to say of what the effect of this rumor has been on Oprah Winfrey. A rumor that was started by many of in the white press, and I would also say that part of that was Barbara Walters herself.
Well, Barbara, when did Barbara Walters ever offer that Oprah Winfrey's a lesbian?
I don't know that Barbara Walters, when she thinks about Oprah Winfrey, which I'm sure isn't all that much, because Oprah Winfrey, quite frankly, the idea that Barbara Walters is interviewing Oprah Winfrey is highly appropriate, because Oprah Winfrey. I don't think she'd ever have Barbara Walters on her show, given the fact that Walters may very well be the source of this rumor about Oprah Winfrey being a man-eating lesbian.
And where do you get that?
I will hold the phone, Phil, because there's an awful lot. You've got a lot of questions, and you want me to answer them.
All right, well, then you hold on, because I got to give our phone number out. It's 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking to Professor Emory Clayton of L.A. Canyon College, who, among other classes, teaches a class in urban media, and we're talking about Oprah Winfrey. Now, Professor Clayton, I just was curious, you know, if you don't want to tell me, you know.
I want to tell you everything, but I want to be able to make my statement before you're asking me a lot of questions here. You know.
Well, I'm asking you, you say that Barbara Walters is the source.
I said she might be. I said I would not be surprised if she was one of the sources for the rumor that Oprah Winfrey isn't just a lesbian, but she is a man-eater. Now,
What is the difference?
The difference is that she's not just a lesbian in the lipstick lesbian variety, but that the white media has tried to make Oprah Winfrey look like a man. And you know, because you've heard these comics and comedians and so forth will say that Oprah Winfrey looks like a man. I've heard them say this. I've heard them insult this woman. I've heard them insult this woman, talking about looking like a man. And so, if you ask me, Barbara Walters, if you scrub the makeup off of Barbara Walters, I wouldn't know what gender that is.
And why are we insulting Barbara Walters?
Because I believe Barbara Walters is the source of that man-eater rumor that's been going around about Oprah Winfrey. Now, let's forget about whether Oprah Winfrey's a lesbian. The white media has picked up on that, and they have run with that, that Oprah Winfrey's a lesbian. But the idea that Oprah Winfrey is a man...
You're not talking literally.
No, I'm not talking literally, but I'm saying the idea that Oprah Winfrey is so unattractive that if she doesn't wear makeup, she looks like a man. Now, I don't know who started that, but again, my suspicions are that it was started by Barbara Walters, and I'll tell you why, because Oprah Winfrey blew her doors off in terms of her influence in the media, and secondly, as I said, if you scrubbed the makeup off of Barbara Walters, you wouldn't know what you had. And I mean that very, very literally. I think what they've done to Oprah Winfrey is a slander. And the white media is making a concerted effort to bring down Oprah Winfrey. They don't like an influential, independent black woman. And they don't...
Wait. Hold on for just a minute.
They don't like an influential...
No, hold on for just a minute. Oprah Winfrey is one of the wealthiest Americans. She has influence far beyond anything I'm sure she ever thought. I think she has influence far beyond any media personality that I've ever heard of. She has... She's starting her own television network. She has done things above and beyond any what you would expect of any team. The only person I can compare her to is the late Merv Griffin. Okay.
Well, I think that's a worthy comparison, but I don't think, Phil, I don't think that this woman has even reached her potential, and the reason for that is a white media that wants her to be seen as a man-eater, some kind of a freak with the makeup scrubbed off. And I would hope, and I have not seen this, but I would hope that the female fans and supporters of Oprah Winfrey, who have benefited from this woman's advice, have benefited from the kinds of television programs that Oprah Winfrey has put on from time to time, whether it's about family, whether it's about children, whether it's about yourself and the enhancement of oneself and relationships and so forth, the kinds of programs that Oprah Winfrey did, and that women who benefited from this would stand up and be counted and say, I will not let this happen to Oprah Winfrey. I'm not going to let no white media drag this woman into the mud. You see, she's wealthy. You talked about her wealth. You talked about her being like Merv Griffin. And I think that's a worthy comparison, but she's wealthy despite the white media trying to destroy her. They hate her even more because she hadn't been destroyed by the white media machine, you know.
You know what, Professor?
No, don't you know what, Professor? You understand what I'm saying.
No, but I really think that this particular point, you're overreaching a little bit here.
Oh, my, how do you... You know, you make me laugh, Bill. You're a good man, but you don't know what you're talking about. You mean I'm overreaching. I'm telling you that this is a miracle, what's happened in this society, that Oprah Winfrey has gone from being some fat little fat black girl. You had a program on last hour. I was listening on my drive out from school. You were talking about a fat white girl. Oprah Winfrey was a fat little black girl. And you're going to tell me that you take a look at a fat little kid waddling down the street and say, one day that kid's going to be bigger than U.S. Steel? I don't think so.
I don't know what people thought of Oprah Winfrey. I agree with you. I think what she's done is marvelous. I think it's the American story. I think that...
Well, it's the American story and plus a black woman, you know.
Come on, will you? Are you serious? You're looking at people in this country, even during the days of segregation, we had black millionaires. I'm not saying that this was a great country or is still a great country for black people, but give me a break. You're saying it's some kind of a miracle that people make money in this country?
I think it's a miracle that Oprah Winfrey's made money, given the fact they turned her into a man-eating bull dyke. And on top of that, you know, tried to drag her down in the press. So I think that's a miracle.
All right, Professor Emory Clayton, I got to, you know, he's always controversial. We'll be back with Professor Emory Clayton. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, as he talks about Oprah Winfrey and that the lesbian rumors, nothing more than a white media trying to destroy Oprah Winfrey's career. And, you know, it's something they can't do. I mean, she is the immovable or the irresistible force, I guess. Oprah Winfrey, we talk about tonight with Professor Emory Clayton. 877-876-PHIL. Was it the white media? Was it Barbara Walters that started these rumors about her being a lesbian? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Lord have mercy.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL. We're talking here with Professor Emery Clayton from L.A. Canyon College, and we'll take your phone calls as well at 877-876-PHIL on Oprah Winfrey and the lesbian rumor, which you say, and I have to tell you, Professor Clayton, anybody that has heard you over the years on my show is probably sitting there, you know.
Yeah, they're saying that sounds like typical Professor Emery Clayton.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you know something, Phil, if there's one thing I want to be consistent. I don't want people to think. I want to be consistent. I want people to know what to expect from Professor Emery Clayton. But by the same token, I'm not some clown that comes out on a stage and said, "Here, let me give you my latest reason why white people this, that, the other thing." I don't hate white people. I'm just telling you. And there's no question in my mind that the white media and this Barbara Walters, I find that to be ghoulish, the way she sits down and interviews Oprah Winfrey like she cares, and meanwhile behind the scenes she's the one spreading this mess about Winfrey being a man eater.
And where are you hearing this man eater, this Diesel Dyke thing?
That's it.
Where are you hearing that Barbara Walters is spreading it?
I'm saying that makes perfect sense that Barbara Walters is spreading it.
So you don't have any information?
I've got information. I've got my own two eyes. My eyes. That's information.
877-876-PHIL. Here is a phone call from Allison in San Antonio tonight. Go ahead, Allison. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Professor Clayton.
For one, he is so funny, I have to tell you. The question was, did he think Oprah Winfrey was gay? And he's just gone off on racism. And it sounds like he's the biggest racism here, and he's not even backing up any of his facts. Now, about
his racism. How can I be racism? I'm not racist. You mean I'm racist, is what you're trying to say.
Have you listened to yourself? You're talking about white media.
Of course
white
I listen
media.
To myself. Of course I listen to myself. It is the white media. What? Let me ask you a question. How come Condoleezza Rice is supposed to be a lesbian? How come Whoopi Goldberg is supposed to be a lesbian? How come Oprah Winfrey is supposed to be a lesbian? And yet when I look at Rachel Ray, Paula Deen, Katie Couric, they're not lesbians.
For one, they can be anything they want. If they want to be straight, if they want to be bi, if they want to be lesbian, it's a choice that they have the right to make. But I don't think people...
The white media made Condoleezza Rice a lesbian. And the white media made Whoopi Goldberg a lesbian.
You're saying just because if a person is a lesbian, it makes them a less of a person. You're talking like if
a lesbian,
then we're degrading them. But what, we're talking about the whole world, and I don't think Oprah Winfrey was a lesbian, it's her choice, and she wouldn't lose people's respect.
Wait a minute, who says she's a lesbian? She is. Now you believe she's a lesbian. See, you're buying into the white media. I'm saying the white media is saying that Oprah Winfrey is a lesbian because she is a powerful black woman, the same way they say Condoleezza Rice is a lesbian. I don't think it's good or bad, but the white media thinks it's bad. That's why they're calling him that.
Condoleezza Rice?
Condoleezza Rice. You know, for a long time, the white media said, what's with this Condoleezza Rice? She's got to be a lesbian. Same thing with Whoopi Goldberg.
Why not just say the media? The media.
Because it's the white media. Because it's the white media. Because that's who's doing it.
It's like, you found an opportunity to use white as if it was a racist thing.
I found an example of white racism where they're making Whoopi Goldberg or whatever her name is. Oprah Goldberg?
Yeah, I've heard of her.
Yeah.
You're a professor. Is this what you teach in your classroom about white media?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They take a powerful black woman, and they turn her into a man-eating dyke. And why? Because she's wealthy. That's why.
And I'm sorry,
I'm
the biggest racist on this right now.
You're going to call me a racist because you just lost the argument. I can understand that.
You're accusing Barbara Walters of spreading these rumors, and you have no facts to back it up. You don't see.
I've got my sources.
What do you mean you have your sources?
I got a stinking hunch that Walters is behind all of it.
How do you know that?
Well, if I told you then you or Allison here would run off and blather it around and claim it as your own. I ain't gonna let that happen.
I have no sources, sir. You don't.
Yeah. Well, listen, Allison, thank you for your call. We got to take a break here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Is it just a simple construction? Is it an invention of the white media to call Oprah Winfrey a lesbian to degrade her? That's Professor Emery Clayton's point here. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And our number is 877-876-PHIL. And welcome back here on this Thursday night with Professor Emery Clayton. We haven't had him on in a while. We'll be back with Professor Clayton as we talk about Oprah Winfrey. And Professor Clayton is a professor of urban media at L.A. Canyon College. We're talking about what he sees as a white media behind the rumors of Oprah Winfrey being a lesbian, and the fact that she's had to overcome quite a bit from the white media to get where she is. Just a quick reminder that PhilHendryShow.com is where you go for your backstage pass to watch live streaming video of the show that we're doing right now. You can watch us perform it by way of video. You can also access thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of archived material. We have our news feed. We have email response for all of our backstage pass members. We have comments on our news feed from our backstage pass members. It's all there at PhilHendryShow.com. All right, Professor Clayton. So, Professor Clayton, we're back, and we're going to get some phone calls. I think where we left it is that you were talking about this media attack machine. Every black female is a lesbian.
Well, I think that is it's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. As I said to that lady, and I don't know whether she wanted to hear me or not. She's a very nice lady. She's a white woman. She's not going to want to hear too much, you know, of the truth.
That's not fair.
I think it's eminently fair. I think
it's... No, it's not fair. She may be white, but that's not fair to say she doesn't want to hear the truth.
Well, I don't want to fool around with it. You know, look, we saw the white media attack machine on Tyra Banks. They called her fat. They went after Montel Williams, calling him a pothead. This man who was suffering from multiple sclerosis called him a pothead. They go after Oprah Winfrey, calling her a diesel dyke and a man-eater. And the white media stayed quiet, though, haven't they? They stayed quiet. And who are they staying quiet on? They're staying quiet on Glenn Beck and the accusation of rape and murder in this man's past.
That's absolute horse dung.
Oh, well, but they're staying quiet on it, aren't they? We ain't never going to know what it's true. Bill O'Reilly, who's a serial sexual harasser, Sean Hannity, in bed with these state companies, and on and on and on it goes. And if any one of them was a homosexual, you can forget about ever finding that out, because the white media is going to cover that up. You ain't never going to hear. If Glenn Beck is a Mary Jane, he a little Nelly, dancing around in a garter belt, you're never going to hear about that. If Bill O'Reilly, and so on and so forth, you'll never hear about that. But give them a little taste of Oprah Winfrey being a lesbian. Give them a little taste of what Barbara Walters is carrying around in her slime machine. And they're all over that like white on rice. That's all I'm talking about, and that's why I say, if you go online, you can find websites dedicated to saying Shepard Smith is a homosexual. But the mainstream white media doesn't investigate that.
Well, all right. So what?
So what? Well, here's the problem. With an Oprah Winfrey being a homosexual, that's going to hurt her career. With Shepard Smith being a homosexual, that's probably going to ruin his career, because that man is on the Fox News. They don't have no, they're going to have no, what do you call, homosexual on Fox News. Ain't never going to happen. Ain't never going to happen.
Well, I don't know that that's true.
Have you got any homosexuals over there now?
I don't know. I just don't know that it's true to say that if there's a gay host there, that...
What about that Brian Kilmeade? He's about as gay as...
I don't know, and I don't think it's fair to speculate. 877-876-PHIL with Professor Emery Clayton. Here is Tara on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Tara.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you keep saying white media about everything. Have you thought about, like, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt? They get trashed every day. Tom Cruise, Katie, they get trashed every day. Is it the black media that's persecuting them? You know,
but
and
you can give me examples of that. You're talking about examples. I don't hear anybody saying that Angelina Jolie...
Okay, what about Ellen DeGeneres? Everybody knows she is a lesbian.
I'm talking about people that are not, that they're trying to...
What about Ricky Martin? Ricky Martin, he's white. You got Melissa Edwards.
Wait a minute. You don't understand the difference between what a gay person really is and somebody who isn't. Ricky Martin may be gay, and so is that Ellen DeGeneres. Is Brad Pitt? You want to call him a homosexual? I ain't heard anybody calling him a homosexual. Have you heard anybody call Angelina Jolie a homosexual? No. But I hear them calling Oprah Winfrey a homosexual.
I've heard call Angelina Jolie a bisexual, yes. That has been a rumor.
But no,
that's
that ain't the same thing.
Famous.
That ain't the same thing. That ain't the same thing as a homosexual. Man eating dyke. No. No.
Well, hold on, Professor, okay?
Whether it's a rumor or not, I mean, if it's still a rumor, it doesn't matter.
Ma'am, you're saying all this stuff. It doesn't make any difference. They get trashed. All kinds of people get trashed. Okay, but I'm talking about the real juicy stuff. I'm talking about the real juicy stuff when Glenn Beck, did he kill his mother or not? I ain't never going to find out because the white media protects him, you see.
And no, he didn't kill his mother. That was a ridiculous, asinine rumor.
All right, then why don't they quash the lesbian rumor? Why? Because Barbara Walters wants to keep it going.
How can you say Barbara Walters is keeping it going? I mean, you have no proof of that.
I can tell by the way your voice sounds, miss, that you are halfway curious. You think I'm onto something. You're not convinced. You believe...
No, I think you're crazy is what I think.
No, you don't want to believe it. But you think, you've been listening to me, you think, you know, this Professor Clayton, I'm going to call
him. I don't believe Oprah's gay. I really don't care. I think it's ridiculous that it's even a big subject that she's gay or not. I mean, that's her personal preference.
Well, I agree.
But she's
going to
be put in the spotlight.
Wait a minute. Do you understand what you just said? She's not a homosexual, but you believe she is. You're just saying it doesn't make any difference. I'm telling you she's not, because she said she's not.
Well, you don't care.
That's
fine. That's fine, but
if you don't believe that, do you?
Then rumors are spread like that. It's not necessarily the white.
That's true. I want to ask Tara. I want to ask you. Do you believe Oprah Winfrey is straight or gay?
I believe she's straight.
Okay, I believe she's straight too.
Oh, bull!
Well, why don't you believe it?
Because a minute ago, I heard Tara say, "I don't care if Oprah's gay. I still like her," which is fine. But it ain't.
I don't care if she's gay. I don't care if she's gay.
See,
it doesn't matter to me.
You think she is gay?
No, she just said she doesn't think she's gay.
What about you?
I don't think she's gay either.
You're a liar.
Why do you call me a liar? I like Oprah Winfrey.
Wait a minute. Last week on your show, you had on that woman who has that husband who has that mental disease. You remember the man that he calls everybody her and him?
Frank Gray.
Yeah, and he said that Oprah Winfrey was as queer as a $3 bill. Excuse my language, miss.
Well, that man is crazy. Do you understand that he's crazy?
He swore up and down Oprah Winfrey was a dyke.
That may well be, but that guy doesn't have any information. I would believe Oprah Winfrey. And Oprah Winfrey says, no, she's not a lesbian. She's in love with her man. And that's that. And Tara gave the same answer. And you don't want to accept it. You want to believe that all of the white people are influenced by white media.
I'm not calling you an idiot, Phil.
Yes, you are. You're calling me an idiot and Tara because you're saying, well, you guys are white, so you must be influenced by the white media. I never even thought about Oprah Winfrey. Well, I shouldn't say that.
Uh-huh. So you did think she was gay.
I thought maybe at one time, yeah. But I'm glad she cleared it up. Tara, thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. What are you, in a laboratory or something?
What?
Aha!
What I'm saying to you is you finally came up, you finally got it set. You finally got it set. It took you 45, what time is it? It took you 41 minutes, but you finally got it set. You finally said, yeah, I think she is a dyke.
No, I did not. If you're listening, you heard me say at one time I had questions because it was kind of weird. She's been engaged to this cat.
By the way, that's another man, Stedman Graham. Look at how strong that man has been for that woman. And what do they call him? They call him PW. they call him a sissy. They call him little Nelly, little Mary Jane. They're calling him a woman. They call him mama's girl, you know. That's what he gets for being a good, strong man that supports his woman.
Okay, and I would agree that I think the man, but it was for me, it was, I don't get it, man. I don't get being engaged for 18 years. I don't get it.
Well, you don't get it. That don't mean, that doesn't make it wrong. And it also, you're white, so.
Yeah, okay, I'm white, so I don't get 18-year being engaged.
Black folks don't look at marriage the same way.
877-876-PHIL. Let's move on to another phone call. Eric, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Eric in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I think for one second, I'm in Winston-Salem. That's where Stedman is from. They don't attack him because he's black. He's a common folk man. They attack anybody that is common with somebody that has money or with power. Look what they did to Princess Diane. Look at what they're doing to her son, fiance now. And number two, the white media is not attacking Oprah. It's the media itself that is attacking Oprah. This makes good entertainment. They're not attacking her because she's black. They're just attacking her because she has money and she has power. This is good entertainment.
Nobody's answered my question yet, you see. I brought up to that lady, I said, now look, you take Condoleezza Rice and Oprah Winfrey, there's always rumors about them being lesbian. You take Paula Deen and Rachel Ray, I don't ever hear nothing about them being a lesbian. Now, why is that? Condoleezza Rice is black.
The media attacks everyone with power and money. It makes good entertainment. Race has nothing to do with it.
Race has nothing to do with it. How come Rachel Ray ain't no dyke? How come they're not calling Paula Deen a dyke? How come they ain't saying Katie Couric's a dyke? How come they don't say these white women a dyke? They say these black women a dyke.
Well, first of all, Katie Couric was married. I think Rachel Ray is married.
So what?
Neither Condoleezza Rice ain't married, and neither is Oprah Winfrey.
She's engaged to that good black man, Stedman, who's been called a little Mary Jane.
Let this man talk. Go ahead, Eric.
Look at Oprah's audience, for one. Oprah's audience has many, many white people in her audience. Number two,
I've seen
Oprah walk around with Stedman in Winston-Salem. Number three, this is just good entertainment
there?
By the media. It's not by the white media. It's media itself in general. They're not attacking because he's black. They're attacking because he has money.
You just brought up something that I think bears repeating because this has been my suspicion. I think a lot of those white people leave that audience and they go out and they start talking.
You're wrong.
Dyke. Oprah's
You're
a dyke
wrong.
And all this. That's what I think that white people do.
Oh, boy, that's...
She is today with people talking behind her back because she is black.
No, not because she's black. I think those white people leave and they say, you know, I think she's a dyke. And
oh, come on, man.
No,
she's got a huge fan base.
Well, she may have a huge fan base, but they still go out and talk about her like she's a man-eater.
I don't know that, man. I'll tell you what people think about. They wonder why Oprah's still with Stedman after what Stedman's done behind her back. That's what
exactly.
They think.
And you know
but
what that conclusion
think
is?
He's
a beard.
You're just on this whole racism boat thinking that, because they're asking her if she's gay or not, that everybody's racist.
In other words, if I ask a logical question, you say, oh, you're on a racism kick just because your question's illogical.
I got to take a break, Eric. I appreciate your call very much, though. Thank you. And he did ask some very good questions. We're going to take a break. 877-876-PHIL. And while the professor may have a point about Condoleezza Rice, perhaps, and Whoopi Goldberg, the fact remains that Oprah's audience isn't leaving the studio and going, boy, what a dyke. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Oprah Winfrey, the rumors of her being a lesbian, started by the white media or not? It's the Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, it is.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Back here with Professor Emery Clayton on the question of Oprah Winfrey and her sexuality. And she has said she's not a lesbian, and I believe her.
Well, yeah, but the fact, Phil, that she even had to answer that question, a question that she would not have to have had to answer had it not been for the fomenting, I think, of people like Barbara Walters. And let me tell you why I think it is Barbara Walters. Where did Oprah Winfrey debunk the idea that she's a homosexual? On the Barbara Walters show. So in other words, Barbara Walters has been guilty of this for many years. She'll spread a rumor about somebody being a fairy, you know, someone being, because she travels in those circles, and she was very tight at one time with this man, not my kind of music at all, but he's a man from England, and he was a gay.
Boy George?
Boy George, yeah. So she knows all about these kinds of people. And
well, you know, you're starting to sound a little bigoted right there.
In what way?
All these kinds of people. You know, you talk about wanting to progress the human rights agenda, Professor, but you sound real old school when you talk about gay people.
I might sound an old school.
Oh, wow, she's gay? Well, that's the worst thing you could possibly call somebody.
No, I'm trying to set some of these people straight that are calling your program who are saying, I don't care whether Oprah's gay or not. I'm trying to tell them she's not gay. Now, let me ask you something. Larry King and Tom Likas, you know who these people are, right?
Larry King and Tom Likas, yeah.
They have been married multiple times. Now, to me, and the people, I think, who look at things in a discriminating way, to me, a multiple marrier like a King or a Likas, that is a, as far as I'm concerned, that is a big, big, big freeway sign that says I'm gay. Okay? Now, where the white media at? Where the white media at?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you this, Professor.
No, where are the white media at?
No, I'll tell you this. They don't just jump on everything that you particularly think is of interest, you know.
Well, they may not jump on what I think is of interest, but Larry King and Tom Likas have been married multiple times. What is it with these guys? They can't have girlfriends? I think they're trying to show the world that they're not gay. So they go out and they marry. But the white media won't go near that. You want to know why? Because Larry King, he's got too much power. And he'd get a whole bunch of them fired. Now, I don't know what they're afraid of Likas. I don't know what they're afraid of with him. I really don't know. Unless it has something to do with, he promised them the first bottle of wine he's able to make on that vineyard he got sometime around the middle of the century.
All right, 877-876 Phil. Let's go to a phone call here. It is Keith in Greensboro, North Carolina. Keith, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Emery Clayton.
Hey, man, how you doing? I gotta say, this guy that you have on the air, he's ridiculous. He is a racist. He's got to be one of the biggest racists I've ever heard. I am all for civil rights and equal, all about equality. But when you bring in, you know, the white media this and they don't attack the white people and all this stuff, and you're asking why they don't attack Rachel Roy and stuff. She's obviously not gay. She has a significant other. She's not gay. She's not a type.
Oprah Winfrey's got a boyfriend. Why'd they call her a homosexual if she got a boyfriend?
Who?
Oprah Winfrey.
What about Oprah Winfrey? Who cares if she's gay or not? It's not about it.
Everybody.
She's gay or not. She has done more to help your people, as you might like to call them.
You just use a racism.
Propaganda about black people. Go ahead.
Let me ask you something about, have you ever seen the show Red Eye? Have you seen the show Red Eye?
Have I seen what?
Have you ever seen the show Red Eye? You know the show Red Eye on Fox News?
No, I haven't.
All right. The hosts of that show, Greg Gutfeld and Andy Levy and Bill Schultz, they all act like they're ex-boyfriends. Now, where the hell are white media talking about them? Where the investigation by Barbara?
Where's the black media talking about that? Where's the black media talking about that?
Nobody, no black people watching that show. There's only white people watching that show. So I'm going to find out. Are they saying
there's only black people watching Oprah Winfrey and that they're getting pissed because the white media is attacking her? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm trying to say that the only white people watch Red Eye. Only white people watch Red Eye, but black and white people watch Oprah. And the white people leave the Oprah show and they go, boy, did you get a load of that dyke tonight. And that spreads around.
That. I've never once heard anybody talking about Montel Williams being a pothead or Oprah Winfrey being a dyke. I've never heard any of that.
If you never heard it, sir, then how come Oprah Winfrey had to address these questions on the Barbara Walters show? See, you may not have heard it, but it's out there. It's out there.
Okay.
And
My point is, it
was a rumor she had to address. And why was it a rumor? Because the white media don't like her having the power she has, and they got to turn her into some kind of diesel dyke. Right?
Right.
So she got to go out.
Because she has money and power. It's all about the white man keeping the black man down, right? Is that what it's
about? No. It's about the white man keeping the black woman down. And
okay.
Then it's about the black woman keeping the black man down.
Homosexual
to you, it doesn't matter.
Black, white,
to you, it doesn't matter. To you, it may not matter. You may be gay. You may be gay, and that's all right with me. But you don't have no right to call her gay.
He didn't say he's gay.
Call anybody gay. That's freedom of speech, buddy.
Okay, listen, I appreciate it, Keith. Professor Clayton, we will talk soon. The Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, our news hour coming up next.
No, man, I ain't leaving now.
Phil Hendry.